All right. Well, we should thank once again some special people who came from far away to be here. Gloria Steinem, for one. As men and women, I will venture to say that we're privileged to have her on this earth doing things for us all. Things that you probably have taken for granted and things that you probably don't realize, especially depending on how old you are at this point. You might be a little too young, but there are freedoms that you have that I guarantee you she might have planted the seed. So let's give a round of applause for Ms. Gloria Steinem. And speaking of cool women and other nice gentlemen from Seattle, playing with Pearl Jam for the first time, which was nice for me, is Hovercraft. And I'd like to thank Tom and Julie and a number of other people I met today that are very inspiring, who actually work in the trenches on this issue and trying to protect a woman's right to choose reproductive freedom. And they have some incredible, incredible stories to tell. So if you're ever in doubt, don't be. And we appreciate your trust, and we would do nothing to lead you astray by trying to encourage you to vote a certain way. And while we say that, we should mention that don't let all this funny business going on down the street make you think that voting is no longer important, or that you're fed up with it, or whatever. It's actually probably a very good time to make a point and vote for what you think is right. So that being said, I'll dedicate this next song to all those on the other side of this issue and those who think that arsons and bombings and even chemical warfare that they've been doing in some of these women's clinics, which, you know, we bomb countries for terrorist activity. I don't know why these people haven't quite had their hands slapped a little harder. But it's getting ridiculous. I think you all feel that way. And but we'll take the high road. And one way is to dedicate this song, which is called "Soldier of Love," to them.